Mercy versus ceremony. The disciples were picking grain to eat because they were hungry. The Pharisees equated this to harvesting grain, which is work. Picking grain is not considered hard work. Besides, they were hungry. Here's yet another situation where Jesus, Son of God, is under flak from the Pharisees. He's their Lord. Yet they seek the upper hand and do not even recognize or respect whom he is. Jesus gently and convincingly reminds them of what Sabbath is all about. We are also reminded of the right attitudes towards Sabbath, towards God, ourselves, and others. Attitude toward God. First and foremost, honoring the Lord is paramount. It is the first of the Ten Commandments as well. Without realizing it, the leaders of God's people were undermining God while giving the impression they are conscientious about it. We too could do the same. Honoring God is honoring His values of love and mercy and emulating them in the same manner that Jesus did. Matthew 12:8, "For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Attitude towards others. While the Pharisees were meticulous on religious rituals and even added a lot more to what was necessary, they missed out on the most important virtue, love. Jesus is very clear on God's expectations. Matthew 12:7 says, "If you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent." The attitude we should maintain towards others is, show mercy and love. It is our heart and not actions that God looks at, humble, empathetic, considering others better than ourselves, etc. Save, don't condemn. God did not send His Son to the world to condemn, but to save, John 3:17. Lift up, don't cast out. Jesus asks, won't you lift a fallen sheep? How much more a person? Matthew 12:11. Do good, not harm. Pretty obvious, but again we need to realize the excessive religiosity can be also harmful. Restore, don't destroy. Jesus' ministry was all about being out among the people, healing and restoring lives. And finally, we look at the attitude towards ourselves. True, Sabbath is all about rest, but rest should be focused on soul and spirit rest, not merely physical rest. Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come unto me, you will find rest for your souls." Jesus tells us what we really need and where we can find it. In what ways are we in the 21st century guilty of lapses like the Pharisees? How can we truly develop the heart of compassion like Jesus and honor Him on Sabbath?